We're meeting a lot of special guests today, and Michal Porat-Zibman and Chani Sklar are sitting at the JM&AM headquarters here at the Hask Experience Day. They are both division heads in Camp Hask. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you so much.
It's amazing
pleasure
to be here.
I appreciate that. Michal, which division do you have?
I have the Ram Girls division.
And that means?
That means the teenage girls, more or less teenage.
Right, here there can be a long disparity.
It's
a
expanded definition, yeah.
How long have you been at Hask?
A very long time.
At this point, if one wants to be a division head, they've got to be here quite a while, right?
I was a counselor for 4 years, and we have people moving up in the ranks that have been a counselor for 2-3 years, but the best way to be a division head is to have been a counselor, so you understand really what the counselors go through and what they need. So, yeah.
This is not an unusual experience, right? when you're in reference to the fact that we're trying to conduct a conversation, but there might be an interruption or two.
We have a lot of visitors, a lot of people very excited about you being here today.
You and Eli liked earlier, we were talking about the security staff, which in a regular camp, you know, is told that, you know, if something's going on at 3 a.m, you got to give it a certain type of attention. Here I'm told if something's going on at 3 a.m, the security staff has some leeway that they give because they understand that there might be some roaming around the camp going on.
True. They still wake us up at 3 a.m. to check, but yes.
I know. But hey, I'm sure you appreciate that and understand why they do it. But they certainly have a different mentality when it comes to roaming around the campus. That's for sure. So is the summer going well so far?
Thank God, Baruch Hashem. It's going really well. We have an amazing team of counselors. We have an amazing staff. And everyone's just, it's great to be here.
Pretty remarkable. There's no shortage of counselors anymore, right? The whole world wants to come to Hask.
We don't take it for granted.
Right.
We spend a lot of time in Israel meeting people that want to come and interviewing, and it's such a bracha that we do not underestimate, we don't take it for granted that so many people want to work here.
Yeah. It's disappointing when someone does not get a job at Camp Hask, but I'm sure you've heard that a million times. Chani Sklar is here. Chani, how are you?
Good, Baruch Hashem.
And you get to lead which division here at Camp Hask?
The Yedidim Girls Division.
And that means?
That means the 21 and older.
Oh,
the
wow.
Adults. The young adult program is what it used
to be. So some of your campers are what we would call legendary campers.
Yeah, legends. The legends.
Meaning they're here a very long time already.
Yeah. Some of them, and some of them are new. We have a big range.
Right.
But they're definitely, it's amazing to have.
Among the veterans you have that have been here how many years? Are there
30 years.
Are there some?
Yeah,
that
for
you're
sure
in charge of?
Yeah.
So they have the run of the place. They know everything about this camp.
I don't have to
camp
do anything. They
right
take over.
They know everything about this camp, right?
Yeah, for sure.
And
they
what's your background?
Me.
Did you spend a lot of years here or not?
Yeah, it's according to the year that it is, 2023, I'm 23 years.
In Hask.
In Hask, yeah. I also was a counselor for 4 years. Michal was actually my division head.
It goes by
it's
like
the
that, huh?
The Masora, yeah.
So, it goes by very quickly.
Yeah, but yeah, grew up here basically.
Do you? So when you were a staff member, obviously it's a while ago. Is there a major difference? Is there anything that strikes you as aside from the facilities? And obviously, it's 2023, and it's much easier to communicate with people and find them, right, and all that. But is there anything, I don't know, taking care of the campers that you would say is drastically different than those days?
I think that the care and the dedication that people give is similar, is very much the same, because that's always been, like, from the core of, like, since Avram Avinu doing chesed, you know? But I think that we have a lot more supportive staff here that gives us the ability to guide them in a more proper way, that they can do it in a way that really gets the campers to experience the summer to the fullest.
Yeah. And by the way, on that point, and we really didn't mention this yet this morning, we should have. There are benchmarks that campers achieve in Camp Hask that they'll never achieve. I mean, they might achieve during the rest of the year, but the assumption is that it's things that they only could achieve, whether it's something physical, something cognitive, etc., a social skill, something that they're able to do in the dining room that they're normally not able to do or haven't been able to do until this point. So I guess you see a lot of those victories, right?
Yeah, for sure. Like, people have taken their first steps here. Campers have spoken for the first time here. You know, and counselors experience things for the first time here. You know, it's everybody's having that experience of growth and becoming better people.
And to add to that, and to add to what sure has changed over the years, is that our ability to provide devices, that whether communication devices or this year for our first time ever, we have what's called the Hoyer lift, which enables us to.
I heard about that in the new bunks.
In the new bunkhouse. So the transferring of campers into the wheelchairs in a more dignified way, in a more sensitive way.
I would assume that in the past it required multiple staff members.
It required multiple staff members every time there needed to be any kind of transfers. So we've been very blessed that the technology has caught
whoever
up.
Whoever thought of that, by the way? Not the lift. Whoever thought of installing them here? It was ingenious.
We both have bunkhouses where the Hoyer lift is, and it's been a game changer. Chani has been training people morning, noon, and night to lift.
We call ourselves the professional Hoyer lifters.
I remember from family experience, it's not easy, but once you got it, then it's, you said it's a game changer. Once you got it, it's really amazing.
Yeah, totally.
And we should mention one other thing, and that is that all these benchmarks that are being achieved, everything that, that the kids are experiencing, you have a lot of colleagues here. There are a lot of different departments, physical therapy and many other therapies I'm not going to name, but many of them that are given daily attention. Not that they're not necessarily getting not getting daily attention in the city. Very often they are. But here, for some reason, in this environment, it seems to work really, really well.
It works really well because, like you said, we have an incredible team of professional staff. But also, as you mentioned earlier, we have such a large number of counselors that we really can give one-on-one attention. So all of our bunks are staffed with one-on-one counselors. So here we can really invest in a camper throughout the entire day. Like from the moment they wake up to the moment they go to sleep, they have a one-on-one and they're never left alone. And it's really, it's a bracha for us. It's a bracha for the families to be able to provide that kind of care.
I think also that, that we provide a lot of fun in the camp. And I think when you're in an environment where everybody's having fun, everybody's smiling, everyone works harder because it's easier to work harder.
That's why they call it the happiest place on earth.
Exactly.
It's sort of a an accurate phrase because all this fun is going on and people are literally walking around happy. And it does give them an opportunity to grow in these areas more easily, which is remarkable. And that's why people in education, even though nobody takes me seriously when I say this, there are some in education who would argue that these 2 months are much more important than the other 10 months of the year, and that if you're going to have one of them, this is probably the one that it pays to make sure your child is in.
I don't know if I would say one is more important than the other as someone who teaches for the other 10 months of the year, but I have seen growth here. Camp Hask is a place that enables people to be more sensitive, more caring. It turns them into mensches. And that's something that Beit Midrash can't always do. Right. So the learning experience.
But the 24-hour nature is such an important part of
that. It changed my life. It changed our lives. It had a huge impact on who I became and the kind of person that I am, I hope. That came from here. That came from Parksville. It came from the work here that I was not able to get in any other place in the world.
It's such a long streak of having to care for people. Hours and hours that build upon it. It's not 9 to 5.
It's not 9 to 5.
Whatever the schedule is in school. It's just hours and hours. I know everyone appreciates their day off, but even there, you're probably not focused completely on being off. You're focused on getting back and doing your job. So.
And not even that focusing on it, but wanting to come back.
Right.
Like waiting for the day off to be over so they could get back, you know?
Hours and hours. Well, I guess I hope you get to enjoy the next couple hours at least, because there'll be a concert coming up and a lot more fun, so I hope that'll be part of your day.
Yeah, definitely.
It's exciting to meet the parents of our counselors. It's exciting to meet everyone who's visiting them. It's exciting for us to watch our counselors be excited to welcome people and show them Camp Hask.
No question. And a lot of people from the community are taking great pride in what goes on here and what they're supporting, and they're also showing up here today, which is nice. Thank you both very, very much. Michal Porat Zipin and Chani Sklar, division heads at Camp Hask. Thank you both.
So much.
Thank you for having us.
JM and the AM on a Monday morning broadcast. You're actually listening to our Sunday visit to Camp Hask.